Pasuk says, Yitzay, Vayara Hashem Kisnu Aleya, Vayiftach Es Rachma, the Rochel Akora. Hashem sees that Leia was hated. Pashup Shart means hated by Yaakov. Some of Farshim say it doesn't mean hated, it just means that Rachel was loved more. So in contrast to Rachel, that was called Snua. So Leia was Snua. She was hated. And therefore Hashem had her give birth to children. And Rachel was still a Kara. The famous Chassidish Rebbe, Rav Simcha Bodim of Parshischa, says a different shot in the Sefer Kol Simcha, the classic Chassidish Sefer. Vayar Hashem Kisnu Aleya. Now, we have to read this very carefully, this Rav Simcha Bodim, because I want to give my own twist on it, not the way he says it exactly. Okay? Kisnua Leia says Chas v'Sholom lo makein shat tzadik sone es ishto. Chas v'Sholom to say that a tzadik sone es ishto. Chay nefarish kine tzadik asher oved Hashem yisbarach. A tzadik is oved Hashem. A lot of times he's sone es atzmo. He becomes to hate himself because he always looks to see who motzei b'atzmo tamid chesronos she'eino yotzei midei chovas ha'avoda v'Hashem yisbarach. He feels he's never fulfilling the mitzvah. So what does it mean snuah leah? Peirush leah ha'isa snuah b'atzmo. In other words, Leah felt a lack of self esteem in herself. That's what it means, kisnu aloha. Not just that Yaakov hating her. She felt she wasn't a good person. She felt she wasn't fulfilling whatever obligation she has to God. She felt that she wasn't doing it properly, so she is an undesirable person. That's what she had her self-image. Now, even though the Kol Simcha says that that's Derech HaTzadikim, I feel maybe in certain generations that was a good thing, but in our generation that's not a good thing to have. In other words, it's not good. You know, there are two approaches, the Netziv and the Beis Halevi, right? After the Seder night, the Netziv would say, oh, it was such a beautiful Seder that we fulfilled all these beautiful mitzvahs. Oh, it's so great. That was the Netziv's approach. And the Beis Halevi's approach was, you know, maybe I didn't eat enough of a shear. Maybe I didn't eat it quick enough. Maybe that was the Beis Halevi's approach. So even though he says Derech HaTzadikim, I think for sure in this generation the approach we should have is the Netziv's approach, that we should have a positive attitude about ourselves and about our Shmiras HaMitzvahs. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't try to improve. But you shouldn't have that feeling of, you know, I'm a bad guy, I don't do well enough. You can always do better, but don't have that. Don't think that you're a sonli, that you yourself are an undesirable person, because that'll only cause depression and cause you to give it all up. And that's a whole other attitude. It's like, I remember when they gave the Hachnasa Sefer Torah for Rav David Lifshitz Zatzal. So his son-in-law, the famous Rav Nosson Kamenetsky, the author of, before he was as famous as he is now. That's before he wrote Making of a Gadol. So he spoke here. He used to come here in the yeshiva all the time when Rav David was alive and the Rebbetzin, he was here all the time. So he said that from his father Rav Yaakov, that the Gemara says, Rok Mara B'Talmidim, that the Rebbe should throw fear into the student's face. In other words, everyone should fear the Rebbe. He says that his father thought that that's not for this generation. That could maybe work in a different generation when everyone was going to be religious anyway. And, but here it's an open society. If you're going to stroke Moral
the Talmid, then why should the Talmid come back to the yeshiva?
We'll just he should leave. You know, that's an option too. So the same thing over here. So I think the idea is that that we can understand this word, that Leah did snua Leah. She felt bad about herself that she wasn't, but Hashem wanted to give her encouragement that she's not as bad. So to show that, Hashem was posach as rachma. But the part that we can glean from this is the chat in the pasuk of snua Rachel, not that Yaakov was so neha, but that she had a lack of insecurity. She had an insecurity in herself. She was snua. She felt that she's not good enough, and that's a big yisod. That doesn't mean, in other words, there's no contradiction in having a healthy self-esteem and still striving to do more. It's not a contradiction. But when you feel that you're not good enough, then that paralyzes you. So kisnua Rachel, kisnua Leah, she felt paralyzed, like she's not good. So Hashem has to push her and show her, no, it's not true. I'm going to show you you're good. Now, it could be that that attitude was inculcated in her because she knew that Yaakov preferred Rachel over her. But the snua was how she felt about herself. That's what the Rav Simcha Bunim is explaining. And I think the big yisod is, see, a lot of times people, you know, you can have the same people with the same talents and same abilities, but one has a better self-confidence in themselves, and therefore they'll accomplish more, and this other person, who's maybe even more talented, but doesn't have the, you know, like I see here in the yeshiva, I've seen people over the years that were very talented in learning, but had no self-confidence, and they didn't accomplish as much as other people who had more self-confidence, and were not as talented, and they were able to accomplish much more. And of course, you have to draw the line between self-confidence and gaiva, which we'll talk about shortly. Okay, together on the same theme, Parshas Vayetze, it says, "Vayisa Yaakov Ragla Ve'er Chatzah B'nei Kedem." There was a well in the field. Shlosha edrei son rotzi malea, and there were three shepherds there. Even gadol al pi ha-be'er, and there was a big stone on the be'er. This was shama adarim galu as a even me al pi ha-be'er v'ishku as a son. And there was this big stone on the be'er. There was a big stone on the be'er, and it was not easy to get this stone off the be'er. And what does this represent, this stone? And as we'll see, the Ramban so the Medrash says on page 6, Tovah Acher Vayavini Ber Basada Sebeis HaKnesses then Ha'evan Hagdola is the Yetzahara. The Evan Gdola is the Yetzahara. Because it represents that a lot of times what the Yetzahara does to us is it puts an Evan Gdola on whatever we want to do. We want to get the water, whatever the water represents, Torah, Tefillah, whatever it represents, good things. And there's this Evan Gedola which is paralyzing us from getting that water, or whatever that water represents,
the Torah, the Tefillah,
whatever goals that we're, and that's what the Evan Gedola is. And the Sfas Emes writes on page 8 that Evan Michshol Hu Yetzirah Hu Nimsa B'chol Mokum. The Evan is the Yetzirah. It's all over. But Al Piya Be'er, in other words, the Be'er represents the good things, the Torah, the Tefillah. That's when it tries to, you know, the important things. That's where the Yetzirah tries to stop you. That's where the Yetzirah tries to stop you in the important things. And says, oh, you can't do it, you can't learn, you can't come to davening, you can't do this, you can't do that. The Yetzirah is always putting the Evan Gedola to cover up that good be'er, that good thing, that good goal. And then the Ramban writes, so what's the idea? So who takes it off? Yaakov Avinu. He rises to the occasion and takes the Evan off the Be'er. So says the Ramban, Yarech HaKosu V'Sipor Hazeh L'Odienu Ki Kovei Hashem Yachalifu Koach. The people who believe in God get extra strength. Yiras Titein Os. Yiras Hashem gives strength. In other words, Yiras Hashem should never paralyze you. It should be, you know that if there's some mitzvah you have to do or something, that God is with you. If He requires it of you, that means He's there helping you. So Yaakov Avinu, other people couldn't get the Evan off the Be'er, but Yaakov Avinu gets the Evan, and even though he's tired, he's Bamin Aderech Ayef, but he takes it off. Vayagel levado ha'evan asher hayu tzrichim alei kol haroim. But the shlosha edrei tzon kulam rovsim alei einam yicholim lagia klal. They can't get it off. But the idea is that Yaakov Avinu had self-confidence. And why did he have self-confidence? Not because he thought he was the greatest person. His self-confidence came because of his emunah. Because Hemuna gave him strength to go on. And that's the idea. In other words, a person can have the attitude, Kisnua Rot Leia, I'm Sonoy, I can't do anything. Or you could have that positive attitude of Yaakov Avinu, that I can do things, and I can accomplish. And Hashem was going to help me, provided that it's a wholesome thing. It's a positive thing. It's not something that's not a good thing for you. But then, that Evan Gedola, that's the Yetzihara. That's covering up that Be'er. It doesn't let us get that water. It doesn't want us to have that Korach HaTorah, Korach HaTfilah, whatever those good things that the water represents. And it's hindering. So you need Yaakov Avinu, who's tired. So Al Pi Derech HaTeva, he shouldn't be able to. But he rises to the occasion. And that's, in our life, there are going to be many situations where we have to rise to the occasion. They're hard things, but we're going to have siyata d'shmaya from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to rise to the occasion, to be able to do and take the Yetzihara and whatever's hindering us and trying us to stop us, and we're going to be able to, like Yaakov Avinu, to take that Evan and throw it away. And not the attitude that the Simcha Bunim says that is the opposite of Kisnua Leia. Because Yaakov Avinu was Kove, Ramban says, Kove Hashem Yachalifu Koach. That those that believe in Hashem will have that extra strength. Will have that extra strength. So, there's a duality here, I will say. On one hand, one is supposed to have that self-confidence. On the other hand, and this was, I labeled it, another psula and another moelis. Right? Another psula is that kisnualeya, that attitude of kisnualeya, because that paralyzes her. And but then there's the mida of Yaakov Avinu, which we know Yaakov is Tiferes, and Tiferes is a blend. A blend of Chesed and Gvura, different types of blend. And here I think the blend also is a blend of self-confidence on one hand, together with humility on the other hand. And that blend also is part of the Tiferes of Yaakov Avinu. There's a famous word I like very much from the Noam Elimelech on page 10. On the Pasuk in Tehillim, which we all know, Piskuli Shari Tzedek. Hinei Iker Midas HaTzadikim Kachi B'chol Matzah Oved Yosef Hashem Laborei Baruch Hu U'mevin Yosef She'enu Yochol Lagi Al Tachlis Havoda Ki'en Sof B'dover. There is, people have the attitude that, you know, I'm never going to finish. And this is the worst thing for yeshiva guys, who always are looking like what they didn't learn. Like, I don't know this masechta, I don't know that masechta, I didn't learn this, I didn't learn that. If you can always look at what you didn't learn, then you're going to, your whole life, you're going to just feel like down. So, tzaddikim are always, they feel that they're at the Pesach. They're only beginning. We're just beginning. 90 years old, you're just beginning. Just beginning. I remember when I was in Morat Chakolo in high school, Rabbi Cohen, there'd be 5 minutes left to the shiur. So Rabbi Cohen said, okay, let's begin. Let's begin. In other words, it's not bad to feel, okay, we're just beginning. Okay. Just beginning. Pischuli, I'm only at the Pesach. I'm only at the Pesach. But not to feel, therefore, I'm a nothing. In other words, okay, I don't know this yet. I don't know that yet. In other words, some people, so much stress, you know, finishing things, and of course you should try to accomplish things, but you can't have an attitude like we saw from the Vilna Gaon, that what you didn't do, but you have to focus on what you did do. Iker havanas atzadik shemevin she'enu yochol avo hel tachlis hagomer hi havoda. Zeh omar pischuli perish. Atzadik omer she'yiftuchu lo shari havoda. He should open it up for me, the shari havoda. Lovel bum, lavora borei. V'shtover shal osa klum adayin. Lo pol bavodosu klal. So what do we see? Say to him, if he feels that way, zeh ashar l'Hashem. Hi iker havoda leida zeh she'enu yochol lugmur havoda. That's part of the way you get to Hashem. If you think you know it all, or you finished it all, then you're not going to do anything. No, have the attitude that you're in the beginning. But don't get depressed over that. Don't get upset over that. So you're just at the beginning. Good. But you're just at the beginning. Fine. No problem. And that's the same idea that Noam Elimelech writes by Avraham Avinu. Yosef Pesach HaOel. So what's the idea of Yosef Pesach? Oh, again, the same idea. Yaakov feels, Avram feels, that he's just at the Pesach. He's just at the doorway. Just, you know, he's always feeling that he's Pesach HaOel. Even though Asher Yatzadi Godol, Afal Pikei Hechzik Atzmo Bachno Gedola, Shadan Yosef Pesach HaOel. And that's the idea. In other words, having self-confidence on one hand, but having humility that you still have to accomplish. And the Kol Simcha on page 12 of Simcha Bunim says by the Sulam, in the Inyan ki Kniyas HaShleimus hu B'chinas Sulam, says the way to get Shleimus, we learn from Yaakov Avinu, who is the Sholem, who is the Bechir Sheba Avos. So he had that self-confidence that he was able, even though he was tired, he could take the Evan, meaning he could fight that Yetzirah that's trying to stop him from getting the water. But you have to realize, Inyan ki kniyas hashleimus hu bechinas sulam, mi madrega l'madrega. Because the sulam is one step after the other step. Ki yalem l'madrega hagavoh mi mashahu. That's the only thing you have to worry about. In other words, don't worry about that you didn't finish shas. Don't worry about that you didn't finish the masechta. Worry about, did you learn the next line in the Gemara? Did you learn the next tosis? Those, the next steps, that's all you have to worry about. The next step on the ladder. That's the only thing you have to worry about, is when am I getting the next step? And that's what it says, Hine Lashon Simcha. Hine Shalashon Simcha, as it says in the Medrash, in Sifrei. Because you'll only have Simcha if you view
your role as a ladder. If you always are looking that you didn't finish the end, then you're never going to have simcha. You only have simcha is if your next goal is the next rung on the ladder. If that's the way you view it, then you'll have simcha. And then you'll have self-confidence to get to that next goal. That's Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu has humility, but Yaakov Avinu has confidence. Because the way he views life is like the Sulam. He's not looking, he's on step one, he's not looking about step ten. He's just looking, so how do I get to step two? Etc. And that's what it says in the Sefer Bishur Melech, from the Sefer Narek Solom. It's a Sefer about Nisuin, an excellent Sefer, two volumes. Shekoshel Shapam Hisnasel Echad. Somebody was telling a certain Rebbe that he can't find his Zivug, so the Rebbe said the Gemara gives an Eitzah. What's the Eitzah? Sheyaspil et Atzma. Don't be a Balgaiva, and then you'll find your Shidduch. That's what the Gemara says. Nochis darga v'nosiv itza. Lower yourself a little bit, and you'll be nosiv itza. So that's pshat in the Medrash. We did this Medrash last week. Sheholach Yaakov lumso zivugo omar shir la malos esanay el horim me'ayin yovo ezri. Hakavod hu sheYaakov is born in Eichshehu Rachok miMidrekas Avosov. Was Esaynai Aleorim. I'm going to look at Avram and Yitzchak. So I'm not like Avram and Yitzchak. So, but what I'm Ayin. I should be the last of the Ayin the Ephes. In other words, he was Machnia himself. Me Ayin. I'm like Ayin. Again, not in a bad way, but in a way of Hachna, in a way of humility, not in a way of depression. So he says, B'schus, that I'm an Ayin, that I'm a Vatel myself. So then I'm going to be able to be Matzliach. And then he quotes the Agra de Pirka, that this capital Tehillim, you should say Besof Tefillah Shmon Esrei, Zoka Lezivugo, etc. But the idea is that the same Yaakov Avinu who's saying, I can take the Evan off the stone. I can take the Evan off the stone. The Edrei stone, three people can't do it, but I can do it. Because I have the self-confidence, but the same Yaakov Avinu is saying the Ayin, that I'm Ayin. Because he has humility, but he has self-confidence. And that's the Tiferes of Yaakov Avinu. So you can do both. You have humility, you have self-confidence, you'll be able to accomplish. And that's what the Gemara says in Brachas. Shlosha machivim daito shel adam. There are three things that make a person's mind broad and calms him down and is good for the person. Dira noya, a nice dira. Isha noya, a nice isha. V'kelim noyim, and kelim noyim, nice clothing. So Rav Yaakov Emden in his siddur. Rav Yaakov Emden's siddur is a very chashuv siddur. Siddur Beis Yaakov of Yaakov Emden. Dira kelim noyim isha noya. So it's Dalad for Dira, Chaf for Kalim, and Allah for Isha, that's Daka. She a Daka Ushval Ruach. Daka means that you lower yourself. In other words, even though you have these things, you're aspiring for these things, but you never flaunt these things. And it was all done, B'derech Tznius, all done with humility. And that's Lo Yagis. So in other words, when you're involved in these three things of Dira, of Kalim and of Isha, it's all B'derech Tznius, it's all not with any gaiva, with humility, Lo Yagis Daito. And that's the midah of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov, again, he's Me'ayin Yovo Ezri. He's saying, Me'ayin, I'm not a big shot, I'm not a big shot. Me'ayin, I'm not Avram, I'm not Yitzchak. But on the other hand, he's the one who rises to the occasion because he has emunah. Because the self-confidence comes from emunah. That there's someone helping you out. There's a God in the world that's helping you out. And that Kovei Hashem, says Ramban, Yachlifu Koach. The three Adarim, they can't take the stone off. But Yaakov Avinu could take it off. He rises to the occasion. And that's this midah, this blend of self-confidence on one hand, on the other hand, not to flaunt oneself, to do it, the derech tznius, the derech kavod, not the derech gaiva. And this is the opposite of this midah of kisnu aleya, which we're saying was not a proper thing. That wasn't a good thing that she was snua, that she, again, snua leia, that she felt that she was a not worthy person. She felt she was snua. Because that paralyzes a person. That's why Hashem had to intervene and show her, no, I'm going to help you out, and I'm giving you one child after another child after another child. And that's what Yaakov Avinu realized. He had that midah, so he ultimately is the one that builds Klal Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu is the one who's mokim the Yud Bei Shvatim. Because in order to succeed, you have to have self-confidence. But if the self-confidence grows into gaiva, so then it also won't be good. It also won't have kiyim. So Yaakov Avinu has kiyim because he has the self-confidence to take the evan off the stone. He takes the impediments and throws them away. But he also says, Me'ayin Yobo Ezri. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mashish Chinotso on the Shval Ruach Adaka Ushval Ruach. That beautiful combination, the midah of Tiferes of Yaakov Avinu, of the Anova HaMoelas, and not the Anova HaPsula of Yaakov Avinu.